Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Okay, sharpening your.
Well, it's the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. Thank you for moving with the energy to come to today's topic, because we have a good one for you, and it is called Your Calling. And you know what the name of this segment is. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And today, the calling is going to be where you allow yourself to be called and you heed that call. But before we get to that, let's just talk about a couple of quick things, and that is we have two segments that we do here on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. One segment is this segment, which is, again, 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. This is where quick, down, and dirty, and loving, we share some wonderful information, which I like to call love drops on the love business, to help to support you and to help to keep you in that honoring, loving, spiritual space of moving in the flow with your business. The other session that we do here is on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, and it is called The Messengers. And The Messengers is where we really go out to the people that are really creating the new reality, creating this new earth, creating the love and the flow, and helping others find that within themselves. You'll find some very interesting guests on there. This week we have an amazing doctor that has written a book on love, and it's not just any book on love. This is something that I think you will all enjoy. So tune in on Sunday. The other thing is that sharpening your spirit is for spiritual entrepreneurs to heal themselves, to heal their business, so they can really create some beautiful energy within their business. And so I host this show, but I also am a spiritual life coach or a spiritual business coach that supports you, that holds you up. So if you have any questions, if there's anything that you feel that you need because you want to take a step further and move a little bigger into your business. Yes, this is a live show, and I have I currently have an emergency vehicle driving by, so you might hear that in the background. But if you want to move into your business in a little bigger way, in a little bit of more of a loving way, please go over to sharpeningyourspirit.com. There's a free class on there that you can sign up for. You can sign up for a free strategy session with me. You know, might as well just enjoy all the goodies that I have for you. And as well, you might decide that personal advice, one-on-one advice, is what you need to really move forward. So let's get started, because it's only 15 minutes. Today, it's your calling. And I want to be really clear on this, because this is a place where a lot of people really get blocked. And to move from your block to your blessing, to move from this place of being stuck a little bit, honoring your calling is always the first step. And I talk about this a lot, probably over and over and over again, because almost every client that comes to me, when we really get into the peeling the pieces back so they can really open up a healing business with their open heart. This always comes up, and that is where they feel they're being called, they know they're being called, they know they have a gift, some which way, shape, or form, they're not fully moving into it. They aren't fully opening the closet door. They aren't fully sharing their gift. They're holding themselves back in some way. So I always tell this story in all my classes and here on this show as well, is that you have a beautiful gift. You know that you're being nudged. You know that you're being pushed to share your gift. And I was pushed to share my gift for many years. And guess what? I got a tap. I got a knock on the side of the head. I got some big push. And I did not heed the call. And what happened to me is in 2011, I got the bam, what I call my stroke of light, where I literally had to have a stroke to go, oh my gosh, you know, there's only so much space for me here to move forward in this flow, in this love, into that open space that the divine has for me and move forward now. And it was a long process, but let me share with you, this is what I say to everybody. Don't wait for a stroke of light. If you're feeling the call, honor your call. Move forward in the flow. Realize that what it is that you do is what is needed right now in the universe. There's so many changes and so much of an uprising of love. And you are being called to hold that uprising up to a shinier light. And if you're feeling, oh, a little bit of shaking in your boots around this, if you're feeling like there's something that's still missing that you have not dealt with, something that you haven't released, something that you've attached yourself to that no longer serves you, then you're being called, and that's why you're here today, or that's why you're listening to this show. So let's talk about some different ways that you can start heeding the call in a bigger way, heeding the call in a more loving way, stepping away from the energy of the block and stepping really into that blessing. So here's some things to look at, and you know how this show works. Always give you some things to kind of take away. So it's a little bit of a radio show, a little bit of a podcast and listening, a little inspiration, and a little bit of a class all in one. So first off, start really listening. Listen not only to the nudges that you're getting, listen not only to the calling that you're hearing, but listen how you talk to yourself about this. Listen to see if there's any little places that are lingering that are not allowing your calling to fully come forth. Maybe you're sharing that you're a little bit nervous about climbing out of the closet, the spiritual closet. Maybe you're a little nervous about what other people will think. Maybe you have a little apprehension about, can I do this? Maybe you haven't fully stepped into your gift. So listen clearly on what you're telling yourself on a regular basis. All the things that are going on, there's so many feelings up and down and so on and so forth, and we're all going through our own inner healing. But when you're called to heal others, when you're called to do a big gift to the universe, you need to start really feeling, well, what does that gift feel like? And this is one place I'm going to be really, really clear. Once you start sharing your gift and you start moving towards that open space, which is called your calling, you will find that you will have a little bit of a
I'm going to call it an energy upset. Like, I'm not sure if this is right. I'm not sure if I'm doing things right. That is part of the gift of your calling. That is where you're able to hone your skill to be even better at what you do. Feel when those feelings come up. Allow them to come up. Don't judge them. Just step back and realize that your gift, the gift that you have to bring to this universe, to bring to your block, to bring to your neighborhood, to bring to the world, when it first comes up, it's not going to feel 100% because you still have a few little things to twitch here and twitch there. But those feelings are normal. Those feelings are natural. Those feelings are a push of love. So allow them to happen. Just don't judge them. Release. When these questions start coming up in your mind and you're going through the listening phase and you're going through the feeling phase, it is going to clearly bring up things that you need to release. Maybe jot them down. Maybe do a little beautiful release ceremony. Maybe in the moment that they happen, just say, I am ready to accept my gift and I am ready to release this feeling and this energy. This isn't honoring me moving forward. Because when you listen and when you feel, you will find that there's things that need to be released. Still little peels that need to be peeled back to get to that core of that loving gift and that calling that you have. And then declare. You know, I absolutely love the declaration of the I am presence, the I am energy. Declare, I am ready. I am a child of God. I am clear that this is where I'm supposed to be. I am being called, and I heed that call. And then last but not least, love yourself up. To be able to heal others, to be able to heed this call, to be able to create an energy within yourself that's bigger than you feel like you can step into. It's not bigger than you, but you feel it's bigger than you can step into. Here's what I'm going to share with you. Love yourself up. Find every possible way that you can love yourself so you can create this mission, have a passion for this calling, and know that you're in the right place. That's when you really move into that bliss of your calling. And the bliss is where you're just divinely connected with spirit and everything else moves aside. Everything else moves behind you, I want to say to the side of you, and lets you just move through. So, today, listen, feel, release what's not working for you, and declare, I am ready. I am sure I'm moving in the right direction with my spiritual gift. I'm being called, and I heed the call. Those are the things for you to think about today. In this 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. Keep in mind that if you need any special support, you can come over to sharpeningyourspirit.com. I'm going to leave you today with love, light, and a big kiss and say, till next week, I look forward to supporting you and sending you with love, all my heartfelt love. Love and light. Have a beautiful day.